Well, Luke 17 is our reading for today, and it is Thursday. I want to walk with you through the 11th through the 19th verses. I'll read this to you. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. So let's stop there for just a second. On his way to Jerusalem, Jesus is headed to Jerusalem. So he's going south and he is going between Samaria and Galilee. So Galilee is in northern Israel. Samaria is kind of in the middle and he is heading down south to Jerusalem. Oftentimes they would travel along the border because Samaritans and Jews hated each other, and Jesus is traveling there, and he's going into a village, and he meets these 10 guys who have leprosy. Now, it says he's going into a village. Oftentimes, people with leprosy were made to stay outside the city limits, so it makes sense that it's saying that Jesus was getting ready to go into a village. So these guys show up with leprosy. They're not supposed to get anywhere near anyone else that doesn't have leprosy. They were kicked out. People thought that their sickness was due to sin, and it became quite an ordeal for people to go into remission from leprosy. And if they went into remission, then they would have to go show themselves to the priest, and the priest would confirm it, and then they would then be let back into society again. So to give you a little background on that. So they stood at a distance, it says, and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." So they've obviously heard of Jesus. They knew of his healing power. Verse 14, when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. So they were healed on the way. Take a mental note of that. One of them, verse 15, when he saw that he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. So let's unwrap that really quick. So they call out to Jesus, "Have pity on us." He says, as they went, they were cleansed. So this one guy is healed. All 10 of them were healed on their way to go see the priest. And one of them evidently turned around before even going to the priest and ran back to Jesus, fell at his feet, and thanked him. And then Jesus is standing there with this one guy who is, it seems, the only Samaritan out of all 10. The hated Samaritan coming and kneeling down at the feet of the Jewish Messiah and thanks him profusely. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Now, this is an amazing account here. This isn't a parable. This is an account. So it's not a parable with a story or a story with a point, a spiritual point. This is an account of something that happened. So these Jewish guys end up going and being probably told that they were able to enter back into society. But the one guy knew whose approval he needed the most, and that was Jesus. I think Jesus makes a point here that the Samaritan has a place in God's kingdom, just like the Jew does. This reminds me of Matthew 5, when Jesus is teaching his disciples that they need to love everybody. And Jesus said, hey, even God brings the rain to those who don't love him. And saying that God still blesses people, even people who don't love him. Jesus used his power to heal those that didn't even appreciate it. You know, I think that something that's easy to miss in this passage is that Jesus says to this man, "Your faith has healed you." But it seems as if all 10 were healed because of their faith, because when he told them to go, they all went. He said, "Go and tell and have the priest declare you healed." They all had the faith, it seems, that Jesus was going to heal them. It's just that one of them stopped. He turned around and he recognized and he thanked Jesus for what he had done. So let me ask you a question. Do you tend to be the 90% who go day to day and don't even realize or don't even stop long enough to think about what Jesus has done to heal? Physically healing, emotionally healing, relationally healing, giving you eternal life? Or do you tend to be the 10, the 10%, the one guy out of 10 who said, "Wait a minute, before I go on anywhere else, the most important thing for me to do is to give thanks to the Lord"? You know, yesterday I told you about learning the importance of being extraordinarily generous. And here we are today talking about being extraordinarily thankful. Let's do this together. I think these are both signs of followers of Jesus, is that we're generous and we're incredibly thankful. I want to encourage you to take some time after this little message today to pause and to just thank Jesus for healing in your life. Have a great day.